This is Taking Care in Business, a podcast that dives into the topic of corporate social responsibility from many different perspectives. Host Kathy Pedrotti-Hayes is an expert in CSR and philanthropic giving, and her co-host, Vicki Bolson, is the founder and CEO of Bolson Group, a unified marketing company that was also the first B Corp certified company in Indiana. Kathy and Vicki became friends and equally passionate about CSR when they first worked together several years ago. Join them as they talk about why it is always worthwhile to take care in business. Taking Care in Business is made possible with support from Conscious Capitalism, Inc., helping individuals and companies become more conscious with transformational experiences that inspire, educate, and empower people and organizations to elevate humanity through business. Go to consciouscapitalism.org for more information.
Hey, Vicki.
Hey, Kathy. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm pretty good. I was excited to tell you I should have brought the items, but I got my first cause box.
Oh, that's so cool.
I know. It was like this really cool summer scarf made by these women in Uganda. And oh, my gosh. And it was awesome. But, you know, it was really cool. When it arrived, there was a big B Corp certification logo on the outside of the box.
Oh, wow.
Did you know they were B Corp certified?
I did know that. Oh, I did. I saw an ad or something for them, and I saw that. But that's really cool. How often will you get the cause box?
Every 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I want them to go on to our aspirational guest list.
Yeah,
wouldn't you love to talk to them?
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I am so excited. Our next guest is a powerhouse bundle of energy and enthusiasm, which is literally contagious. I had the opportunity to meet her while attending a meeting at Newman's Own for 100%er organizations. Christine Garlisi is the executive director of the Lois and Richard Nicotra Foundation, as well as the chief of staff for the Lois and Richard Nicotra at the Nicotra Group. Based in Staten Island, the Nicotra Group is the largest private real estate developer and hotelier, I can never say that word, on Staten Island, with nearly 500 employees and more than 1 million square feet of hospitality and Class A office space. Its properties include 8 Class A office buildings, the Hilton Garden Inn, Staten Island, the Hampton Inn and Suites, Nicotra's Ballroom, Above Weddings and Rooftop, Lorenzo's Restaurant, Bar and Cabaret, and the Nicotra's Commons Cafe, a social enterprise eatery which donates 100% of the profits to Do Good Things on Staten Island. They've gifted nearly $784,000 since 2011 in scholarships to their employees' children and grandchildren for college and grants to the borough's nonprofit organizations. At the Commons Cafe, your meal is on a mission to make you eat good, do good. The Nicotras hope the social enterprises will last beyond their lifetime, making their life's work a continuing legacy for the Staten Island community. So Christine takes love with her wherever she goes. If you follow her on Facebook or Instagram, you'll know what I mean. Christine focuses on the positive everywhere and carries a little love sign to document that. I actually have a picture of her with that. She was recently recognized by Facebook for her social media postings about the Commons Cafe and the Nicotra Foundation and was invited to attend the Facebook Community Summit, which is upcoming. So help me welcome Christine.
Hey. Hi there.
Hi.
It's so great to be here with both of you.
Oh, no, we're so happy you're here, and I didn't know this about the Facebook thing.
I know.
We're so excited about that. And what's even more exciting is the validation of being found solely on analytics, solely on the fact that our local community comments and shares our posts so frequently that it caught Facebook's attention.
Wow.
Well, very exciting.
It's attention worthy what you're doing, so I'm not surprised.
Well, I love what you read about me, but I would love to share too how special the people I work for and with are. And the Nicotras are really very different type of philanthropists in that they're taking their entire business and using the Commons Cafe as a little bit of a model to see what we can do in social enterprise. So that's what's exciting about the Commons Cafe as well.
Ah, so it's the sort of pilot for the whole enterprise.
It is, and coming in 2019, a little bit later this year, we're opening our second social enterprise eatery, and then we're going to start looking at their other for-profit businesses and see how we can hopefully convert those as well to follow the mission that we've started with the Commons Cafe, and And in 2020, we're going to reach $1 million that the Nicotras have gifted from the Commons Cafe. So there's a lot of good things to come for us in the next 18 to 24 months. We're excited.
How did you personally get started in being interested in social impact?
Well, I started my career about 20 years ago as a fundraiser. So I was sitting on the other side of the desk. I was seeking funds. And that's how I came to know the Nicotras. We all graduated from the same alma mater, St. John's University, here in New York. And I used to come and solicit them for gifts. So I got to know them very well. And, of course, all of fundraising is really about building relationships. So the relationship I built with them lasted beyond my employment at St. John's and led into a conversation about their desire to do a different type of philanthropy. And that's where we got to the concept of social enterprise. And certainly from reading the book that Paul Newman and his partner wrote, you know, that really, I think, solidified for us that this was a solid business plan. Aside from feeling good, that the pursuit of the common good, which is the name of the book that Paul Newman penned and a book that I gave to the Nicotras for Christmas more than a decade ago, it has been a guiding force for us.
So what was the reaction when you guys started Commons Cafe?
Well, you know, a lot of people say, you know, come on, how much are you taking? You can't be giving all the profits away. But over time, and through, again, that magical word relationships that we've built with the nonprofit community on Staten Island, we've come to demonstrate that we are indeed giving all the profits to charity and to scholarships. And I think people are really intrigued now of the thought that, sure, your employees get paid just like every other eatery, but we are also doing a social good as we exist, like every other business, but we have a different mission. So the reaction was, I think, initially people were puzzled, then we moved to intrigued, and I hope at this point we're at inspired.
And speaking of your employees, you guys did something a little bit different this past year, right, with employees in terms of helping them to experience philanthropy, is that correct?
Yes, I'm so glad you asked me about that. So I mentioned that I used to be at St. John's University, and while I was there, I was also an adjunct professor. One of my students followed me on social media and saw what the Nicotras were doing, and he was inspired to lend his philanthropy to our mission. So he gave a nice gift of about $9,000 and asked us if we could somehow magnify what we're doing to spread even more kindness and goodness. So early in 2018, we gave every grant recipient a $100 American Express gift card in addition to the grant they received, and they were able to use that in any way they wanted to, but we did ask them to hold a little love sign, which you mentioned before. I carry them in my bag, in my pocket, my car. We gave out love signs and the gift cards and asked them to take a photo when they did their kindness so that we can inspire other people. And then later in the year, we used that same concept and gave each of our Commons Cafe employees a $100 gift card and a love sign and asked them to go and pay a kindness forward. So it's, you know, we talk a lot in philanthropy about philanthropy in the best sense being a pebble thrown into a pond, and that the ripples around the pebble have the same impact that the pebble did. And that's what those $100 gift cards do. So we were so thrilled to get that call from Joe Day, and the Nicotras and Joe are partnering, and we've since then received gifts from other local donors who want to do the same thing.
What kind of, this is kind of majorly shifting gears, but I am just curious what kind of food the Commons Cafe
I think
serves.
You're hungry.
I know.
Well, I'm always ready to talk about food, ladies. So we have breakfast through dinner. We are located in a corporate park, so we're a quick service eatery, people coming in and out grabbing coffee, muffins, bagels in the morning, of course burgers, salads made to order, shakes, and every week we do specials because that's important. And you know, the food needs to taste delicious, not just good, delicious. And so we use a lot of fresh foods, some locally sourced foods. We have delicious desserts, of course. That's what keeps people coming back. And if the food is not good, our mission could be fabulous. But if the food isn't equally fabulous. You know, the consumer has to spend wisely, and they want something that's going to taste good. So Paul Newman talks about that in his book as well, that if their salad dressing wasn't delicious, then nobody's going to get behind their mission. So we are very focused on delicious food. And the next social enterprise eatery that we are launching later this year will have more of an Italian flair. So the Commons Cafe is more of a quick service American cuisine, burgers, sandwiches, and salads. And this next restaurant will have a different menu so that we, of course, don't compete with ourselves.
Next time I go to New York, I think I'm going to try to head over there.
You sure?
Oh, you have to.
Yeah.
And you know what? We are especially known for our delicious fresh salad. So I'll look forward to joining you. But that means, of course, you can have a cookie after if you have the salad.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Christine, you guys, obviously, with the Commons Cafe and the 100% give back, that's hugely important to social responsibility. But I know you also take that social responsibility philosophy throughout the business. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. The Necotras have other for-profit businesses, and we've been recognized by the New York City Mayor's Office for the environmental advances that they've impacted. For example, we have an Orca machine where it converts solid food waste to liquid, and that reduces carting and it reduces trash that's added to the environment. We do a Clean the World, which is a program that converts toiletries that were unused from our guest services and make sure that they're recycled rather than put into the trash. And we received the Arbor Day Award. The Necotras were able to save many full-growth trees when they put up all the office buildings that you referenced before. And you know what? Somebody might say, well, you could take a tree down and just plant it, but it can take up to 30 years for it to do the same thing for the environment that a full-growth tree will do. So for a real estate developer to receive the Arbor Day Award is really a significant and proud moment for us. So, you know, from our real estate to our hospitality and, of course, to our social enterprise eatery, doing good things for our community is important. And, you know, we can't say it enough because I think that every generation wants to reach back and do something for the generation coming behind. And we really feel that we're doing that and we're doing it with every entity of our business.
What kind of advice would you give another? We've interviewed a couple of different eateries that have different programs for communities. We've talked to the Patachou Foundation, which is here in Indianapolis. But I'm assuming that you get some other, you know, organizations or even restaurants coming to you for advice. And if so, what kind of advice do you give them?
Well, the Necotras had a business before they opened their current businesses, which was called Everything Yogurt. And Richard Necotra came up with that idea when he was in college. And, you know, one of the things he always says about all of his businesses, and he successfully grew Everything Yogurt, again, coming up with that idea in college and growing it to 250 franchises around the world. Wow. And he'll say, you know, I'm not necessarily going to be smarter than the next person, but I'm going to work harder than the next person. And I think that his success and Lois's success illustrates that their hard work, their presence, being, if you can, at your business as often as you can, having that hands-on hospitality approach, not just in the hospitality industry, but in our real estate industry, even in our philanthropy, we're very hospitable. We're always available for questions. We're always speaking to our guests, our tenants, our employees, and really building, again, coming back to that word I said before, building relationships with people. I think that's important in every area of business and certainly in social enterprise, because social enterprise is kind of an uncharted territory right now.
Sure.
And so often we hear about companies giving away 5%, 25%, but when you tell people you're giving away 100% of the profits to charity, until you have a track record, you really need to take time and explain to people what you're doing because it's not familiar.
I want to talk about the scholarships that you give to the employees and to the employees' children and grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
Well, it's wonderful because what it does is takes the other areas of the company. So, for example, those employees and team members who work in the hotel or work in the office buildings, they are aware and proud of the Commons Cafe because their children and grandchildren are benefiting from it. So all they need to do is have their child or grandchild fill out an application. And again, talk about hospitality. We handhold them because college, applying for college and filling out all the financial aid can be overwhelming, especially if you're the first person from your family, a first-generation college student. You really want to give them as much assistance as possible. So we have a very small foundation team. There's only three of us who work on the NACOCHRA Foundation, but all three of us get involved helping the student and also speaking with their higher education institution, make sure that there's no issues with the funds. They can qualify for $1,000 a year, as we call it, a book scholarship, to help them with their purchases. And that, of course, could be an online book. I do know many institutions aren't actually having bookstores even more anymore. But it helps the student and kind of relieves a financial burden for the family. And, again, it connects the employees from the other entities in a very real way to what we're doing with the Commons Cafe.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm really curious, too. I mean, so much of obviously what you do, concentrating in Staten Island and being so local, was there ever any discussion about having an impact beyond just sort of Staten Island?
Well, it's funny. Staten Island has 500,000 people living here, so we always say we're the small town in the big city. I think anywhere else of an area where half a million people live and work would be considered having great impact, but in New York City, of course, we're kind of the little sister of the city. We love being super local. What it does is it gives us an opportunity not just to show the community the impact that we're having, but also, and perhaps selfishly, but I think that they deserve this, for the NACOCHRAs to see the impact. So by keeping it within our community, within our borough, we are actually meeting students and meeting teachers and meeting Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and meeting all the people that we're helping. And, you know, quite honestly, it fuels us to be able to drive around. It's almost like a little game I play. Like years ago, there was Where's Waldo. When I see the little NACOCHRA Foundation sign in front of a park or in front of a cemetery that we helped or in a school garden, quite honestly, it's like getting an Academy Award. You know, when I can see that NACOCHRA Foundation sign and know that it made a difference. So the opportunity to have that local impact, and, you know, to go back to that, to the Facebook recognition, the opportunity to not just interact with our community on social media, but, you know, I see the same people when I do my food shopping as I do at the award ceremony. I love that we are the small town in the big city, and I think this perfectly suits the NACOCHRA's vision of what they wanted their foundation to do.
Well, I used to live in New York City, and one of my favorite things to do, especially when somebody came from out of town to visit, was to ride the Staten Island Ferry.
Oh, that's great.
And go by the Statue of Liberty and not have to wait in the long lines. Or, you know, if it was a busy time of year and you just, you know, you had too many things to do, that's what we would do. So next time I'm going to ride the ferry and get off, and I'm going to let you know ahead of time, and I'm going to come in. And for all of our listeners, that's a little tip for you, too. Take the ferry. It's, what is it, 50 cents now?
It's actually free.
It's free now.
And
okay.
That's probably the only thing in New York City that's free, so you should enjoy it. you know what? We have our Hilton Garden Inn that's here. We do a complimentary shuttle to the ferry. So a lot of people who come to Manhattan love to stay with us because they feel like it's quiet and they're staying in the country, and then we shuttle them to the ferry for free, and then they take the free ferry. So you come, and I'm going to tell you what, if you come, I will ride that shuttle. I'll greet you on the other side of the ferry, and we'll tour Staten Island together and then go for lunch at the cafe.
Okay, maybe Kathy and I will come together.
Yes, definitely.
And you can maybe even stay with us here. You know, what we've built here is a neighborhood, and having the social enterprise eatery right in our neighborhood, it's kind of the heartbeat of the neighborhood. It really is. It brings people here. It feeds them. And, you know, that's kind of what life's all about, feeding people, making them feel good, and making them proud of their community.
Perfect. So tell everybody who's listening where they, when they plan their trip, where they can find you, the website, social media.
Well, we're at commonscafe.com, commonscafe.com. And then if they want to follow me, I accept all friend requests, but I'm sure you'll put that up. I know we sent you our social handles. But what I like to do is show a little bit of behind the scenes. It's commonscafesi.com. So I just want to say that, commonscafesi, like Staten Island, S as in Sam, I.com. And, you know, if you follow us, I'm sorry we can't deliver the delicious food that you'll see all around the country. But if you're inspired by what you see, I certainly know that I and anyone from our team would be a great resource for anyone interested in starting a social enterprise entity.
Okay, this was a great, great conversation. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, thanks, Christine.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for what you do. After I met you, I started listening to your podcast, and I've shared it here, so I applaud what you're doing. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye now.
Thank you for joining us this season on Taking Care in Business. Let's give a big thank you to Matthew Soucy, our sound engineer. We hope that you enjoyed this season's guests. We'll be back for a summer season, so stay connected to us for updates on when that will start and for sneak peeks at some of our future guests.
You can visit the Taking Care in Business website at takingcareinbusiness.com or visit us on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at Taking Care in Biz. That's Taking Care in B-I-Z. If you have questions or comments, you can email us at any time at info@takingcareinbusiness.com.
Taking Care in Business is made possible with support from Conscious Capitalism, Inc., helping individuals and companies become more conscious with transformational experiences that inspire, educate, and empower people and organizations to elevate humanity through business. Go to consciouscapitalism.org for more information.